If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. Hi, I'm Sean Evans from Hot Ones, and I want to tell you about YouTube Premium. It has offline downloads, so you can watch without Wi-Fi. Background play, so you can lock your phone, and it still plays, baby. Oh, and it is completely ad-free. Yes, I said it, ad-free. Try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium. Trial eligibility varies. Terms apply. Cancel anytime.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Your brain is not your friend. I need you to understand that before we go any further. The organ sitting inside your skull, the thing you trust to make every decision, the thing you hand your entire life to, is working against you. Not sometimes. Every single day. It's the most sophisticated sabotage machine ever built, and it lives rent-free in your head, and you've never once questioned its authority.
I'm in the middle of it right now, this morning, 5 o'clock, dark outside, cold inside. I'm standing in my bathroom looking at my running shoes. And my brain is doing what it always does. It's building a case. You ran yesterday, your knees are swelling. You're not 25 anymore. One day off won't kill you. And it's logical. That's the terrifying part. It doesn't sound like weakness, it sounds like wisdom. It sounds like self-care. It sounds like the reasonable, responsible thing to do. And that's how it gets you. Not with laziness, with logic. Your brain doesn't show up as the enemy. It shows up as your best friend, your advisor, your protector. And it is lying to your face with a smile.
I put the shoes on. I walked out the door. Not because I wanted to, because I've learned something most people never learn. The moment your brain starts building a case for comfort is the exact moment you need to move. That negotiation in your head, that calm, rational inner voice explaining why today should be the exception, that is the most dangerous moment of your day. Because if you engage it, you lose. You don't win arguments with your own brain. You override it. You move your body before your mind has time to file the appeal.
That's what this is about. This isn't about toughness. This isn't about grinding. This is about learning to identify the enemy that lives inside you, the one wearing your face and using your voice and refusing to take orders from it. Because right now, most of you are prisoners of your own mind and you don't even know the cell door is closed.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You think you're making free choices. You think you're deciding to sleep in, to skip the workout, to stay in the job you hate, to avoid the conversation that scares you. But you're not deciding. Your brain is deciding for you. And it decided a long time ago that its only job is to keep you safe. Not successful, not fulfilled, not extraordinary. Safe. Comfortable. Alive in the most basic, mediocre sense of the word.
Let me tell you when I first figured this out, because it wasn't in some training camp. It wasn't during some heroic moment. It was in the lowest, most pathetic period of my life. I was 24 years old, 300 pounds, working a dead-end job, spraying for cockroaches. And every single night I would come home, sit in the same chair, eat the same garbage, watch the same television, and had the same thought. Tomorrow
I'll change. My brain loved that thought. You know why? Because tomorrow is the safest word in the English language. Tomorrow means not now. Tomorrow means you get the emotional reward of deciding to change without any of the physical cost. Your brain will let you say tomorrow for 30 years straight because tomorrow never threatens the comfort of today. I said tomorrow for years. I said it so many times that it became background noise. It wasn't even a promise anymore. It was a lullaby. My brain was singing me to sleep with it. Tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. And I was 300 pounds, miserable, broke, uneducated, going nowhere. And the craziest part is, I genuinely believed I was trying. I believed I was a guy who wanted to change, but just couldn't catch a break. My brain had constructed that entire identity for me. The victim who tries hard but can't make it. And I bought it completely. Because that identity was comfortable. It explained why I was where I was without requiring me to do anything about it. The night everything shifted, I wasn't looking for a breakthrough. I was looking at myself. I caught my reflection, not a glance, a real look. And I saw the truth that my brain had been hiding from me. I wasn't a victim. I wasn't unlucky. I wasn't genetically disadvantaged. I was a coward. I was a man who had chosen the path of least resistance at every single fork in the road. And my brain had helped me justify every single turn, every excuse, every delay, every tomorrow. My brain had been my accomplice in the slow destruction of my own potential, and I had thanked it for the service. That mirror became my first weapon, not a motivational tool, a weapon. I put sticky notes on it, not affirmations, accusations. You can't swim. You can't run a mile. You quit everything. You're afraid of hard work. Every morning I stood in front of that mirror and I read the charges against myself. And then I had to go out and answer them. Not with words, with action. My brain screamed at me every single morning. This is stupid. This is extreme. Normal people don't do this. And for the first time in my life, I said back, normal people are exactly who I'm trying to stop being. That's the accountability mirror. And here's what it taught me that no motivational speech ever could.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That 2-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite spots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Your brain keeps a different set of books than reality. In your brain's version of your life, you're doing okay. You're managing. You're making progress. But when you write the truth on paper and stick it to a mirror where you can't avoid it, you see the real ledger. And the real ledger is brutal. Most people will never do this because the gap between who they think they are and who they actually are is a canyon they don't want to look into. But that canyon is where your life is. Everything you want is at the bottom of that canyon, and you will never get there if you keep letting your brain tell you you're already on your way. Now, let me explain what happens mechanically when you start overriding your brain, because this is not philosophy, this is neurology. Your brain operates on a governor system, like a limiter on an engine that won't let you go past a certain speed. When you encounter something difficult, physical pain, emotional discomfort, mental stress, your brain pulls the throttle back. It sends panic signals. It floods you with reasons to stop. And it does this at roughly 40% of your actual capacity. You've got 60% left, but your brain has already decided you're done. That's not a metaphor. That's the operating system you're running on right now, and nobody told you about it. You've been living your entire life at 40% because your brain convinced you that 40% is the red line. The first time I experienced this, I was in the pool during BUDS, basic underwater demolition SEAL training. We were doing drown proofing, hands tied behind your back, feet tied together, dropped in the pool. And every cell in my body said, you are going to die. My brain was in full revolt. The panic was absolute. And I had a choice in that moment. Obey the brain and thrash and fail, or override it and find the calm on the other side of the terror. I overrode it. And on the other side of that terror was a stillness I had never known. Not peace, clarity. The clarity that comes when you realize your brain's emergency broadcast system is a false alarm 90% of the time. But here's the thing nobody explains about BUDS. I didn't just go through it once. I went through it 3 times. First time, stress fractures. They pulled me out. Second time, cracked kneecap. Pulled out again. And both times, my brain had a feast. See, this isn't for you. Your body can't handle it. You try twice. That's more than most people. Walk away with dignity. That voice was so convincing. It had evidence. It had medical records. It had logic and reason and the full support of everyone around me who said the same thing. And if I had listened, if I had let my brain close that chapter, I would have spent the rest of my life as the guy who almost became a SEAL. Almost. The most poisonous word your brain will ever offer you. The third time, I went back with stress fractures in both legs, taped up, knowing exactly how much it was going to cost me. And my brain was screaming louder than ever. But by that point, I had learned something. The volume of the voice is not a measure of its truth. Your brain can scream at maximum volume and still be completely wrong. The intensity of the fear, the urgency of the discomfort, the absolute certainty that you cannot continue, none of it means anything. It's noise. Sophisticated, convincing, biologically hardwired noise. And you can walk straight through it. So how do you actually do this? How do you fight something that knows you better than you know yourself? Because your brain has been studying you since the day you were born. It knows your triggers, your weaknesses, your breaking points. It knows exactly which excuse will work on you at 3 in the morning and which one to deploy when you're tired after work. This is not a stupid opponent. This is the most intelligent adversary you will ever face. And it has home field advantage. The first thing you have to understand is that you cannot fight your brain with thoughts. You fight it with actions. The moment you engage in the mental debate, should I or shouldn't I, you've already lost. Your brain is better at arguing than you are. It has more data, more processing power, more experience winning that exact argument. So you stop arguing. You move. Before the debate starts, you move your body. Feet on the floor, shoes on, out the door. The action comes first. The feeling follows. Or it doesn't. And it doesn't matter either way, because you're already moving. Second, you have to map your brain's patterns. It uses the same tricks on a cycle. Monday morning, it's you need more sleep. Wednesday afternoon, it's you've been good all week, take a break. Friday evening, it's you deserve to relax. Sunday night, it's start fresh Monday. See the pattern? It's a rotating schedule of excuses designed to make sure you never build momentum. Once you see the rotation, you can predict the excuse before it arrives. And when you see it coming, it loses half its power. You're not reacting anymore. You're anticipating. And anticipation is the beginning of control. Third, and this is the one that saved my life in places darker than any of you can imagine.
Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait. Lady Luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Is what I call the cookie jar. When you are at your lowest, when your brain has thrown everything at you and you're on the verge of quitting, you reach into your past and you pull out a victory. Not a big one necessarily, a moment when you were supposed to break and you didn't. A time you pushed through something that should have stopped you. You hold that moment up in front of your brain and you say, I've been here before. I survived that. I can survive this. Your brain has no counter for evidence. It can argue against your hopes. It can destroy your plans. But it cannot argue against something that already happened. Your past victories are the one weapon your brain cannot disarm.
Let me give you a real scenario. You're at work. It's 2 in the afternoon. You told yourself you'd go to the gym after work, but your brain has already started the campaign. It's been a long day. You can't sleep well. You can go tomorrow. One day won't matter. Now, if you engage that, if you start weighing pros and cons, you're done. Your brain will win because it's been winning that argument since you were a teenager. Instead, here's what you do. You packed your bag that morning. It's in the car. You don't decide at 5 o'clock whether to go. You decided at 6 in the morning. The decision is done. When 5 o'clock comes, you don't think. You drive. You park. You walk in. And by the time your brain finishes building its closing argument, you're already on your third set. That's how you beat it. You make the decision when you're strong, and you execute it when you're weak. Now let me talk about what happens when you start winning this fight. Because it's not what you think. You don't become happy. You don't wake up and feel motivated and excited and ready to conquer the world. That's a fantasy sold by people who have never been in a real war with their own mind. What happens is you become quiet, internally quiet. The noise, that constant chatter of doubt and excuses and fear, it doesn't disappear, but it gets softer. It moves from the driver's seat to the back seat. It's still there, still talking, but you're driving now. And that shift from passenger to driver in your own mind is the single most important transformation a human being can undergo. Because everything in your life is downstream from that shift. Your relationships, your career, your health, your finances, all of it is a reflection of who's driving, you or your brain's comfort protocol.
I want to address something I know you're thinking. This sounds exhausting. Fighting your own brain every day for the rest of your life, that's miserable. Yeah, sometimes it is. But let me ask you this. Is the alternative better? Is lying in bed scrolling your phone while your potential rots? Is that not exhausting? Is carrying around the weight of everything you know you should be doing but aren't? Is that not miserable? The exhaustion of discipline has a return on investment. The exhaustion of regret pays you nothing. You're going to be tired either way. Choose the tiredness that builds something.
And here's where it gets interesting. Your brain adapts. Not to help you, to survive you. When you consistently override it, when you prove day after day that its threats are empty and its warnings are false alarms, it begins to recalibrate. The wall that used to appear at mile 3 starts appearing at mile 7. The panic that used to hit during the first minute of cold water starts hitting at minute 3. Your brain doesn't stop trying to stop you. But it moves the line. It gives you more room.
Not because it wants to, because you forced it to. You calloused the mind. You took something soft and you made it hard through friction, through repetition, through the refusal to quit when every signal said quit. That callous is the most valuable thing you will ever own. More valuable than money, more valuable than talent. Because talent quits, money runs out, but a calloused mind can carry you through anything this life throws at you.
I need to talk to the person listening right now who thinks they're too far gone. You're 40 years old or 50 or 60. You've been letting your brain run the show for decades. You've got habits calcified in the concrete.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You've tried before and failed before, and your brain is using every one of those failures as a reference point. See? You tried. You failed. This is who you are. Let me tell you something. Your brain is using your past to imprison your future. The failures it keeps showing you, those are not predictions. They're manipulations. They're carefully selected highlights designed to keep you in the cell you've always been in. Your brain doesn't show you the times you almost made it. It doesn't show you how close you were before you quit. It shows you the fall, never the climb. And you've been watching that reel so long, you think it's a documentary about your life. It's not. It's propaganda. You know what I do with failure? I study it. Not to feel bad, not to wallow, to extract intelligence. Every time I've been beaten, every race I didn't finish, every time my body broke down, I go back and I find the moment, the exact moment where I made the decision that led to the failure. And almost every single time it's the same thing. I listened to my brain. I obeyed the quit signal. I took the off ramp my mind built for me. Once you see that pattern, you can never unsee it. And once you can't unsee it, your brain's playbook is exposed. It's like seeing the magician's trick from backstage. The illusion doesn't work anymore. Here's your assignment, not a suggestion, an assignment. Tonight, before you go to sleep, I want you to write down the three lies your brain tells you most often. Not general lies, your specific lies. The ones that play on a loop. You're not smart enough. You're too old. You don't have time. People like you don't do things like that. Write them down. Read them out loud. Because when you hear them outside of your head, when they exist in the air instead of in the shadows of your subconscious, they sound different. They sound like what they are. Propaganda from an organ whose only job is to keep you exactly where you are. Then tomorrow morning, I want you to do one thing your brain tells you not to do. One thing, not 10 things, not a new lifestyle, one act of defiance against the voice that has been controlling you. Skip the snooze button. Take the cold shower. Have the conversation. Open the textbook. Send the application. Do the thing your brain has filed under not today. And do it today. Because here is the truth your brain will never tell you. Every single act of defiance rewires you. Neurologically, structurally, every time you choose discomfort over comfort, you are physically changing the architecture of your brain. You are building new pathways and weakening old ones. You are not just performing an action. You are constructing a new identity, one override at a time. And then you do it again the next day.
in the next. Not because it gets easier, because you get different. The person who overrides their brain every day for a year is not the same person who started on day one. They don't think the same. They don't react the same. They don't collapse at the same pressure points. They've been rebuilt from the inside out, not by some breakthrough moment, not by some epiphany, but by the accumulated weight of 1,000 small victories over their own weakness. I'm still in this fight. Every morning. I'm almost 50 years old, and my brain still tries. It still throws every excuse it has. You've proved enough. You've accomplished enough. You've got nothing left to prove. And maybe that's true. Maybe I don't have anything left to prove to anyone else. But I have something to prove to myself. Every single day. Not because I'm insecure. Because the moment I stop fighting my brain is the moment it takes the wheel back. And it will drive me right back to 300 pounds. Right back to that chair. Right back to tomorrow.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The war doesn't end because you won a battle. The war ends when you stop showing up. And I will never stop showing up. I don't care where you're starting from. I don't care how many times you've quit. I don't care what your brain has convinced you is your ceiling. Your ceiling is a lie. Your limits are a negotiation tactic from an organ that doesn't want you to succeed. It wants you to survive. And there is a galaxy of difference between surviving and living. You have been surviving. It's time to start living. And the first step is the hardest one you'll ever take. Realizing that the voice in your head is not you. It's a machine. And you are the one who decides whether to obey it or override it. Override it. Starting now. Not tomorrow. Not Monday, not after the holidays, right now. Get up, move, do the thing. Fight the voice, win the moment. Stay hard.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.